broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're streaming live, of course. And a high surf warning's up for the north and west facing shores of Niihau, Maui, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui, the north facing shore of Maui. High surf advisory for the west facing shores of Maui as well. And these waves, you just don't go in unless you are a very, very talented surfer as well as swimmer. You've got to be strong in the water because they're pounding on the North Shore. Absolutely amazing. Some of the sights that we're seeing with this big surf, the first, and we've got a huge event going on. No, this isn't a surf show. This is a golf show. But hey, there's a lot of surfers who love to play golf. And if you'd like to play a round of golf today, there's an opening. It's 58 degrees, Volcano on the Big Island. There's an 850, a 936, an 1110. Makalei, there's a 920. And Poipu Bay, where the Southside Men's Club, they're going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 840, a 920, and an 11 o'clock. Kapolei has an 837. And there's tee times between 1130 and 1140. At Kapolei. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:30 and 10:48. Makaha East at 10:30. Kahili on Maui. Maui School of Golf is at the Kahili course. There's an 8:38, a 9:30, and a 10:22. And at Wailea, if you'd like to play on the Emerald course, there's an 11:23 and an 11:40. So we've got a great show for you because the people who are my guests are fabulous. And so the show will be fabulous. Brenda Rago is the 2017 Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame inductee. She's going to be on the show. Bob Bupka, you know, the voice of golf, talk sport in the UK, host of the Grill Room Golf Show. Nancy Cross, Century Tournament of Champions is like 66 days away. She's the executive director, and we need some volunteers, and we need them now. And Claude Brousseau, PJ Master Professional, Director of Instruction, Coaching and Development, the Maui School of Golf at Kahili, and he has his book out now. It's Realize Your Golfing Potential. We'll be talking with Claude about that. But first, we're going to talk with Brenda Rago after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Brenda Rago, PGA, the first woman in Hawaii to become a Class A PGA professional. She became the first head professional in Hawaii in 2008, and she's at the Wailea Blue Course. She grew up on Oahu in Kunia, the girl with three brothers and a father who played golf, and she did too. During her competing career, Brenda Rago won every women's amateur tournament in Hawaii and the Hawaii State Women's Open and the Women's Southern Intercollegiate. And she competed in two U.S. Women's Opens, played on the LPGA Tour for 2 years before returning to Hawaii and making Maui her home. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brenda Rago.
Thank you, Danielle. It's an honor to be on your show this morning.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you on the show this morning. I am just so impressed with all the things that you do. In addition to being the head professional at the Wailea Blue Course, you are in high school with kids, you know, working with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, working with the Maui High School teams. I wonder where you have time and you travel. But can we start off in your high school, your own career, when you were competing? Were you on the boys' team? Was there a girls' team?
Yeah, when I was playing high school golf, there was no girls' team. I played on the boys' team at Lilehua High School.
You know, that's what I was thinking the other day. I was thinking, wait a second, so many of the really great players, like Marilyn Smith, one of the founders of the LPGA, right. You know, so many women of our age who were, I'm not Marilyn Smith's age, but, you know, there were no high school girls teams. That came much later when I was going to college. They were finally getting, you know, equal opportunity for girls in sports in college. What a concept. And I was following this one story about this young lady who actually won an event in Massachusetts, Emily Nash, and she was competing against all the guys, and she knew that in this tournament she wasn't going to be able to go on to compete in the individual stroke play championship that the boys were going to have. But she thought in her heart that she would win if she won by 4 strokes. So she didn't.
Right.
Yeah, right. Did you hear, when you heard that story, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, didn't she win the tournament and they didn't give her the award?
Yes, she won the, yes, right? Exactly.
And that's pretty sad, you know. I guess they're not used to having girls playing in the boys, you know, against the boys. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a sad thing that she wasn't given that honor, you know, that award anyway.
And the young man who did win, he offered her the trophy. He, you know, and she said, that is so nice of you. She declined it. And she said she's not upset with anyone because she knew walking in that she couldn't. This was a competition to get into, you know, an all boys medalist kind of competition.
Right.
And she knew that she wasn't going to be able to do that, but she thought for sure that if she won, she'd at least be acknowledged the winner. We're still dealing a little bit with, you know, women working their way into the game of golf. More and more women are, and that's why you being the head professional at the Wailea Blue course and being the first head professional in Hawaii in 2008, what kind of, did you get a lot of support because of your family, the Rego family, being so strong in golf?
Yeah, I believe, you know, when I got, you know, being a Class A member, when I got, you know, you have to go through a process there. And I was, they opened their arms to me, the PGA members. It was Rick Costello Sr., I think, Ben Neely back then. They had open arms, you know, they were very happy for me to be the first woman into the section. And it was an honor then, you know, being the first woman. And you know, there were some challenges, but it's all rewarding.
I bet it is. And, you know, playing against your brothers and with your dad, that must have, did that sharpen you as a player?
Yeah, I believe so. I played a lot of golf with my younger brother, Clyde, because we're closer in age. We had a lot of competition against one another. We played on the high school golf team together.
Wow.
You know,
that must have been something.
Yeah, we had, you know, back in the day, you know, when I was going to high school, we had Kalua Makalina. We had Clark Miyazaki, my brother. Clyde was on the team. We had a great team at Lilehua, and we won the state championship in 74 when I was still there, and they won the next year in 75 again. So we had some great players up at Lilehua.
You have a lot to share with the young ladies, but I would you have wanted to go when you were like I kind of, the question I had is I wasn't sure if you were on the boys' team. And the question I want, you know, you wanted to compete against them. You had to compete against them. But did you feel like you were able to really prove to yourself just how good you were? Like, I know a lot of young people would, I just want to see, I know I can beat the boys. I know I'm good enough to beat the boys. Just like Emily Nash kind of proved, you know, she's good enough. Did you feel that made you a better player?
Oh, certainly it made me a better player. You know, practicing with them, playing with them. Of course, I couldn't beat all of them, but I, you know, was beating quite a few of them on my team and played in a lot of tournaments, you know, on the team, not as an individual, which was, you know, a way for me to work harder at my game at the time. And it was rewarding.
Yes. I can only imagine, since I'm not an athlete of your caliber or any of, you know, that being able to, though, take yourself up against the best, regardless of gender, that doesn't matter. You know, and when you dance with a great dancing partner, you get better. When you are acting on a stage with great actors, your whole game is just elevated. And to me, the idea that, you know, the more positions you put yourself in to then have to elevate your own game. I mean, Michelle Wee, in a way, went through that when she was playing with the PGA professionals at the Sony Open. You know, she was elevating her game because she could see she was with these great players and picking up, without even through osmosis, this sense of greatness. So I was thinking about you, thinking about how wonderful to have your brothers being and your father being a mentor of sorts, you know. And did he mentor you? Did he help you a lot in your career?
Well, at the beginning he did. Of course, he's not a golf professional in that. And we played at the Hawaii Country Club back then. And Larry Ordonez was there at the time, and he helped us. And, of course, my older brother, Art, did help us or help me a lot as well growing up. And then, you know, from there, Guinea Cop was another guy, you know, professional that helped me in my career. And Jackie Pung as well.
Oh, yeah, Jackie.
I used to go over to the Big Island, and Jackie used to give me lessons there.
Wow, you took lessons from Jackie Pung. That's really special. Did she help you prepare for your career on the LPGA Tour?
Well, a little bit, you know, because she was there. I remember one year I was there taking some lessons. I would spend like a couple weeks with her there at Waikoloa. And Penny Pulse, who played on the LPGA Tour, came over from Australia to work on a game with Jackie. And she would talk to both of us, you know, about the tour and things like that. But she was very good, yeah.
Yeah, I bet she was. Just being with her and all her experience. Yeah. Now, here you are, the head professional. I'm talking with Brenda Rago, PGA, and she is our 2017 Hawaii State Golf Hall of Fame inductee. And, you know, when I see what you do, you are a Hawaii State Junior Golf Board member, head coach of Maui High School girls team, and you've taken the teams the Mary Cave Cup. You've coached the Hawaii teams for about 8 years. Is it 8 years?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I've been going to the Mary Cave Cup. Before that, I used to go to the Junior America's Cup.
Yes.
And, you know, take that team to different tournaments. Yeah.
This is the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, your position as a board member, but also as a teacher, as a coach. When you're taking the kids, now they've earned their way, right, to get to the Mary Cave Cup and be a team member. They have to earn their right to get there.
Right, right. They go, they earn it by, you know, playing in tournaments and getting points. The first half of the group goes to the Junior America's Cup, and then the other part of the group, that by qualifying, goes to the Mary Cave Cup.
Wow.
And this event is a two-day event. It's a two-person team format, which this year a couple of the girls came in second place. which was nice.
Yes. Yeah. When you take the girls, what's the feedback to you from them about what they've learned in a competition like that? How do they come back from that feeling?
Well, I try to tell them that, you know, this is a stepping stone for you to go to college, you know, playing on a team. You have to learn to get along with one another and you know, encourage one another and that. Most of them, you know, they're playing in these tournaments because they know they want to get to play college golf and they want to work hard. And, you know, sometimes coaches are there. You know, college coaches looking at players to see if they can recruit them, you know, for college.
Potentials,
so,
yes.
Yes, potential, uh-huh.
So
that's
you,
correct.
You bring out your best game if you can. How do they handle the pressure of that? The Hawaii grasses are so different from the mainland.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them today play in a lot of tournaments on the mainland, so they're pretty used to a lot of the grass. And the tournament is at Taquan Golf Course, and, you know, they play the Junior World there, or they used to. I'm not sure if they still play it today, but they used to play a Junior World event there. And there's some other tournaments there that they still play in. So they've played this course in the past, a lot of the girls.
So they know it. And how do they feel about the competition that's out on the mainland?
Yeah, it's tough. They know it's tough. And you know, being from here, you could be an excellent player and you go up there and you're just one of the others, you know, you're just one of the pack. They know competition's tough on the mainland.
Yeah, it's like being the best, like senior, and then you go to college and you're just a rookie all over again.
Right. Yeah.
How did you feel? Yeah. Why did you decide to leave the LPGA and come back to Hawaii?
Well, I hurt my back playing on the tour in Alabama. Yeah, I pulled a muscle, so I came back home to recuperate, went back out there, and at the time you had to make a certain amount of money, and I was just shy of making my tour card, so I came back home and worked on my game and went back and tried again and didn't qualify. I was playing on the mini tour, but you know, it was hard. I'd have a couple of good rounds and a bad round, and I was trying to make a decision. What am I going to do? Am I going to stay out there and try to make a living playing golf or come home and work? And I took kind of a sabbatical and was working on a mini tour as a rules official for a year. And my brother Art came up there and said, hey, I think you should come home and work under me as an assistant. So I kind of decided, well, maybe I should.
That's
great. You
know,
it was tough. But yeah.
It must have been a hard decision to make because you were chasing a dream. You know, but the back, once the back is like damaged, that's why Dustin Johnson was so smart not to push it too hard, just to let it go, let it rest, get back together again. And when it always kind of like it's there. Was it in the back of your mind sometimes, even when you were on having a good day?
About my back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's always there in your mind and you know, the weather up on the mainland, if it's cold, you get stiff and that.
Wow.
It's a tough thing when you have a back injury.
Yes.
Yeah. And the travel, you know, the travel's tough, you know. And I think I sat on a plane for a while that day that I hurt my back. And I sat on a plane and then drove a couple hours and got to the course and we had a meeting that day where I thought, well, we'll play a fast nine. And that fast nine is when I hurt my back, you know. And then sitting in a meeting, and that was, you know, no good. So, you know, it's a tough thing. Today, you know, girls and golfers in general are so much fitter. They do exercise a lot more than we did back in the day. Yes. I think that helps a lot, too.
Yes, absolutely. That's really, really important. Brenda Rago is the 2017 Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame inductee, PGA professional, head professional at Wailea Blue Course. An excellent instructor. I've been told that you are a wonderful teacher and that you get as much satisfaction out of teaching that you did out of competing.
Yeah, I certainly do. I enjoy seeing the student progress and you know, move on, like, you know, young girls move on to college and then, you know, see where their future holds for them. Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling to be a part of it.
Yes.
And you also have time to teach the Maui High School girls team. And that must be another part of life, of, you know, bringing them around and seeing how they continue into their career, being a part of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. It's a big part. They start when they're seven, and you leave them 10 years later as they go on. It must be a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Thank you, Brenda Rago, for being on the show. I want to ask how your parents are.
My parents are good. They're 95 and 94, and they're hanging in there.
That's
still doing well. Yes.
That's awesome. Awesome. And when you get away, what do you like to do when you go for a journey?
I like to travel, and I like to just chill out, you know, just relax, you know, on my days off and when I have time off.
Yeah, I was just,
right.
A little birdie told me you often go to Vegas, maybe once a year or so. That's often, you know, in most of our books,
yeah.
We're working so hard. And I was wondering if you ever felt like going to Top Golf in Las Vegas, or if when you're on vacation.
I've gone there.
You have?
I've gone there once before. Yeah, last year I was in Vegas and I went to Top Golf, and that's a neat place.
It is a neat place. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
Yourself?
No, I have not, but I've talked to the people who are running it, the COO, about opening a Top Golf on Oahu. And,
So
I just, you know, it's exciting. It looks like it's a lot of fun. And my niece is here, and she said, when she went to the driving range at Bayview with me, where we do some junior golf lessons on Sunday with a group of kids, the Aloha State junior golfers, we get together, and she got into the driving range and she looked down, she goes, "This looks just like Top Golf." And I said, "Oh, you've been..." She'd never been on a golf course before, but she'd been to Top Golf, and now she's like,
Yeah, that's a great way to get people, you know, inducted or introduced to golf, that Top Golf. You know, they go out there just to have fun in a corporate event or just with a family event there.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing. It's awesome.
Yeah. Now she goes, "If I'd only taken lessons, I really would have known what to do with this club." So that's it. And now she wants to take lessons. So this is great. This is great. Brenda Rago, our Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame 2017 inductee, PGA professional at the Wailea Blue Course. Go get a lesson with Brenda Rago. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Have a good day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back and take kind of a tour of the tours with none other than Bob Bupka, the voice of golf, top sport in the UK, and, of course, the host of the Grill Room Golf Show. He's also author of Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. You know, the Ryder Cup is less than a year away. Amazing how time flies when you're having fun. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office.
I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Bucca is the voice of golf for TalkSport in the UK. He's the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, changing the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. Hey, Bob, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, all the things that I am, I'm prouder of being your friend than anything else that I do. So, and I certainly don't mind serving as the warm-up act for Nancy Cross, who'll be coming on after me. And, you know, every tournament has its special person that over the years you get to recognize as a reason why the event is extra special. And when I look at the Tournament of Champions at Maui, it all, you know, trickles down to Nancy Cross, who is so much class, it's not even funny. Hey, pretty good. Last year's winner goes on to win a major championship, the FedEx Cup, and he's the player of the year.
Exactly.
Of course, I'm talking about Justin Thomas. That says a lot about your event in Maui.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Justin Thomas is going to be there. You know, Jordan Spieth, you think maybe he'll show up?
Yeah, I think he'll be there. You know,
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's a little different now. I think the current crop of players have a little more respect for the events. I think they get it. I don't think they take anything for granted, and they know their appearance is so valuable as far as raising money for charity. And, you know, after all said and done, that's what that event does. And congratulations to Century for signing on for a five-year deal. They ought to be congratulated, and it just kind of puts the tournament in a nice, safe place.
Absolutely, and they've got some interesting changes where the spectators will be dropped off. When you come out down Honoapi'ilani Highway, you make the right turn to go up to Kapalua's Plantation Course, and instead of them going up the hill, they'll stop. The buses will let them out there. They'll have this wide view of everything, the golf course, and that just gets them more involved in the whole course rather than just staying up at the top. So it's really, they're doing a whole lot to make this. And, of course, they're going to be doing a call for volunteers. But I need to talk to you about some stuff that's been going on tour, because let's just start off with Tiger Woods. You know, he pled guilty to reckless driving in a plea deal. No DUI charge. That was dismissed. He's got to enter a diversion program, but he's completed most of it. And I was interested to find out that, you know, he is on one-year probation, but his DUI school's done, his victim impact panel requirement is done, his substance abuse evaluation and treatment is done, 50 hours of community service. Now he's just got to pay the fine, make a donation, and mail in his probation for a year.
Yeah, well, I don't think we need to chip in on that fine.
No.
I heard it was $250, I think Tiger can handle that.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I was listening to what was going on with him. So if he doesn't violate the agreement, he can move on to have his record expunged or whatever. But on a happier note, now that that's taken care of, and I'm glad he's gone and he's taken care of his body, because what did you think of his swing when he released the video?
Well, I think if you put a golf ball in front of that driver, the way he swung, the driver might stop at impact. At best, the golf ball would go out there about 150 yards. So, I mean, it looked very nice, and you know, but number one, that's such a far cry from what's required of a competitive swing. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not even in the same area code, but it's still progress. And if he can make swings like that without pain, you know, who knows? I made the argument recently, and some good friends agreed and other good friends disagreed, that if Tiger were ever able to come back and win another major and finish his career with 15, I'd be leaning to give him, you know, my vote as the greatest golfer that ever lived, because I think the mountain that is in front of him to try and win another major is so incredibly high.
You know, I don't know that he even expects that anymore. And that may be the best part about it. Expectations get in your way. If he can just recover, get some speed back. You talk about speed. The fusion done to his back is going to be the biggest problem with getting that speed, because he doesn't have the flexibility that he had. Maybe that'll work for him. Maybe that, who knows? You know, it's all the who knows. How will you do? What's going to come of it? And being in that, just working toward it, I think he's got the work ethic to go for whatever he does go for. And I'm just happy for the guy. I'm happy that he's got his pain hopefully under control. I mean, that's the biggest problem, trying to get your pain under control, because when pain dominates your world, I feel for people. I don't know how they live through it. It's really, really hard. On a much more positive note, someone who had a back issue, Dustin Johnson, slipped on a lovely, I'm sure it was well taken care of, maybe too polished, wood staircase, hit his back during the Masters and was out. But look what he's done. You could say he busted loose in the Shenzhen International Golf Club for the WGC HSBC Championship in Shanghai. You think anybody's got a chance to catch him today or whenever it is it's coming?
Yeah, that's the great question. Whenever it is, I mean, it's really extremely difficult to try and figure out exactly when they're playing. People that, you know, a little smarter than I am can do that pretty easy. But, you know, you always hear the thing, Danielle, you can't be two things at once. Well, this HSBC World Golf Championship event is certainly two things at once. It is the first World Golf Championship for this year. It's also the last event for the European Tour in their race to Dubai. So if the fans are not confused by how a tournament can be the first event of the year for one organization and the last event of the year for another organization, join the club. And by the way, I got the answer for Tiger. Now that he's celebrated 25 years as a PGA professional, Ben Hongo, I'm giving Tiger Woods three lessons to go see Ben at the greatest driving range probably in the world up there at Kapalua's Resort.
There you go.
And I think Ben will straighten Tiger right out.
Okay, I think you've got a good point. Ben's really good. He's one of our top Golf Digest decided teachers in the state of Hawaii. I think there's five of them. And so it's really exciting to see that Ben is at the top of the list. It's awesome. So,
well, that whole facility there is just incredible. I mean, I travel everywhere, and there's probably no finer facility on the planet than the one that the players get to use up there.
with Dustin Johnson, are you going to tell me whether you think that, let's say, the guy who was in the lead but managed to put it in the woods a couple of times on the same hole, Brooks Koepka, that, you know, watching Dustin Johnson go 17 under through three rounds with a six-shot lead over Brooks Koepka, and then look at their scorecard, Johnson double bogeyed. I think that's when he went twice into the woods on 10. And Koepka shot himself out of contention. I think he had three bogeys and a triple bogey. Were the playing conditions rough, you think? And when you talk about the European Tour, there's Henrik Stenson, Justin Rose, and then there's Brandon Grace, Jason Day. I don't know where Jason Day is. He's not really European Tour, but just all these names that are playing in this WGC here at the end of the year, which was the silly season so long ago, just shows that they're committed. What do you think?
No, yeah, good point, Danielle. And I think they are committed. I think that, you know, the Dustin Johnsons, the Justin Thomases, the Jordan Spieth, they're realizing beyond any question of a doubt that the talent pool is so deep now at the professional level. I mean, there are just so many good players. And I'm proud to say, and you should share in the pride, Danielle, because they're good people. And you and I, we enjoy talking about golf. We enjoy praising the players that play so well, but when they're good people besides, and money goes to charity and people take up the sport to you know, get some exercise, get some challenges in their life, it just completes the package. And I would venture to say that the current crop of players playing at the highest level are some of the best guys that you would ever want to meet.
Wow, that's well said. Thank you, Bob. Because, yeah, the kids coming through junior golf now are getting so many lessons, life skill lessons, that are helping them. And I think that's really showing now on the PGA Tour. Champions Tour, is Bernhard Langer going to win again the Charles Schwab Cup?
Well, it's not going to make news if he does win it again. But what is going to make news is when Bernhard Langer turns 80 and he's still winning on the Champions Tour, that'll make news. I mean, the guy is absolutely incredible. I mean, how he takes care of himself. I remember seeing him not too long ago, and I remember back in 1985, hard to believe when he won the Masters, but it's kind of easy to remember that year because he got to put the green jacket on Jack Nicklaus, who won in 1986. I said to Bernhard, I said, you look like you weigh about the same as you did when you won that Masters in 85. This was just 2 months ago, and he said to me, "No, you're wrong, Bob. I'm 5 pounds heavier." I said, "Oh, wow." And he says, "But it's all muscle."
It's all muscle. He's languishing in I think tied for sixth right now, after winning, of course, last weekend. And how about John Daly? I thought he might not be in. I think he hurt himself or something. He had to pull out for some reason. But he's tied for sixth too with Billy Andrade and Joey Sindelair. Jeff Magger, David Toms in the lead. I like the fact that Jesper Parnevik is at the top of the leaderboard, and Miguel Angel Jimenez. It's really great to see such a diversion. You know, so many different people who are in the Champions Tour. And just think, you know, I'm not sure if we'll be around, but one day, you know, it'll be Justin Thomas and all the guys are, you know, just Jordan Spieth and Jason Day. What is happening with Jason Day?
Let me get back to one other point you made.
Yes.
You're not sure, when you said you're not sure we'll be around when Justin Thomas is playing on the Champions Tour, that's 27 years from now.
Hush.
Let me take away any doubt in your mind. I will not be around. Believe me.
So I won't have.
I'm worried about 27 days to get 27 years.
So I won't be able to have you on the show to talk about it, huh?
No, don't book me for that show. It'll be up. I'm afraid it might be a little hot where I'd be talking to you from.
Okay. That was a good giggle. Thank you so much. LPGA, they've only got like three events before their major conclusion happens with the race for the CME Globe. Sime Darby, LPGA Malaysia is where they're playing. And now this, okay, I just got to do this one, Bob. Christy Kerr is going to she's going for the win, her 20th win. And maybe even more important, she could be like third overall in the money list. $19 million if she wins, $19 million. And Sorenstam is 22.5 and Kerr is 20.1. The other kick is on November 16th when they have the CME Group Tour Championship and the race for the CME Globe concludes. The winner walks away with $1 million, $1 million, okay? Which is, of course, 10 times less than what the guys walk away with when they win the FedEx Cup Championship. And I'm just kind of like on a roll today about, you know, equal opportunity for women. I was starting off with Brenda Rego about we finally got the same kind of treatment in college as the guys did when I was going to college. That gives you a little bit of an idea. And now, you know, we're just kind of...
You remember that?
No, well,
remember those things?
Just briefly. But, yeah, so, yeah, Title IX was really important. It would be nice to see the girls are so good. The women are so good. I don't know, does it take a mixed team format to demonstrate just how powerful they are?
Well, I think you bring up a great point there, and I kind of have a suspicion that we're going to see some co-ed events. Michael Wan, the commissioner of the LPGA, is as sharp as they come. We got Jay Monahan now at the helm for the PGA Tour. I think, at least I'm hoping that in the near future, we have some mixed events. I remember it used to be called the JCPenney down in Florida. I used to cover that event where an LPGA member played with a PGA Tour member. It was very well received. The galleries enjoyed it. It's been absent from the scene for quite a while, but I think it'll be coming back. And I agree with you on the talent of female golfers now is absolutely incredible. I mean, I look at Lydia Ko, and I mean, she's just, she's beyond description. A little off here, she's going through some changes. You know, when you change your caddy, you change your clubs, and, you change your coach. That's a lot of changes to make at a very young age. But I think ultimately her talent will be bright enough that it'll shine through.
I think she's 20-something now, Bob. You know, she's 20, and she started when she was 14. So she's already been on tour for 6 years. I think a one-off year is okay, don't you think? Yeah?
Yeah, well, you and I remember doing a show with you when
I was 20.
Michelle Wee was 14.
Yes.
And playing in the Sony Open.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
All of those that are 14, they don't stay there long. They seem to get older faster now. I don't know if that's my perspective or whatever. But anyhow, I am looking forward to coming back to Maui.
Yay!
I'm happy for the event with the new sponsor. There's no doubt that Nancy Cross will continue to lead the way. And, everything's good. I mean, Maui's a real special place, and I know you have listeners that listen to your show all around the world. If you've never been to Hawaii, and more importantly, if you've never been to Maui, put it on your bucket list, because it's a destination that no matter how many times I go back, I pinch myself and want to know if it's real. It's just so incredibly breathtaking.
One final note before I say aloha. China's Lin Yujin is now in the lead of the final round of the 9th Asia Pacific Amateur Championship. He's 17. Do you remember when Hideki Matsuyama was it 16 when he won his first and went to the Masters? And then he won the next year and came back and went to the Masters. And you said to me on that show, when we this, he is the real deal. Watching Hideki Matsuyama, this kid's the real deal. Real powerful stuff. Bob Bupka, thank you so much for being on the show.
Always enjoyed it. And thanks to your listeners for putting up with me. Good luck, Nancy Cross.
We'll be back with Nancy right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Golf for Maui Charities, donating nearly $6 million to Hawaii's nonprofits, including the Boy Scouts of America, the Maui County Council, the Friends of the Children's Justice Center, Halemakua Health Services, J. Walter Cameron Center, Kalima o Maui, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation. All that money, golf for Hawaii Charities, an organization that earns 100% of the net proceeds for selling tickets to the Century Tournament of Champions. So what you do as a charity is you say, hey, I'd like to sell tickets to the Century Tournament of Champions. They get to keep the money, the net proceeds, you know, minus the cost of making the tickets. And the Century Tournament of Champions has spectators having a fantastic time because the spectator village is going to be fabulous. But here I am going on when I have the executive director, tournament director, the Century Tournament of Champions, Nancy Cross. Welcome into the show.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bob Bupka's been on, and he's been raving about you. He started our conversation about you. He ended our conversation about you. I thought, well, I'm having two Nancy Cross segments.
Aw, he's awesome. I can't wait to see him in January. You know, it's really an exciting year for us, Danielle, with our new title sponsor, Century, which I'm sure you know has signed on through 2022. They're a great company based out of Wisconsin, and it's really been fun partnering with them, you know, and we're just really going to have a great tournament in January.
It is. And I've just heard a little bit, you know, in passing, people, you know, we've got this new idea for arriving spectators, and they'll be dropped off, and it's going to be like at the very entrance when you just come up the little after Honoa Pi'ilani Highway, you make the turn, and right there, instead of going right or left, is that where the drop-off is going to be, in that vicinity?
Well, that's for the folks coming from our free public parking at the Lahaina Civic Center. So if they're coming up on our shuttles, the shuttles will drop them off right on the highway, and then they'll walk through and kind of be right at number two, where we're putting up some bleachers, larger concession stand. We're going to have bleachers at 8, and then, of course, they can walk up to 18, where we'll have bleachers on 9 and 1 and 18. So, yeah, it's just you know, a new logistical system. But we're just really excited. You know, I tease that I, you know, Justin has won enough this year. So we're ready for, we've got five tournaments to go, including CJ Cup right happening now, to get some new winners. And we would like to get a few more new winners. But I think I saw on TV this morning that Dustin Johnson was in the lead, followed by Brooks Koepka, both who have already qualified for our event. So keep your fingers crossed for us, Danielle.
Yeah, well, it's right now it's a star-studded field. There is no doubt about it. And these guys are shooting lights out, and they're going to be on the plantation course. And Justin Thomas is real comfortable watching him play. It's he's not a tall guy. He's not huge, right? And so for a lot of people who just want to see how the average person can hit the club like Justin Thomas, I don't know that we can, but you can at least watch and see. And that's the beauty of the Century Tournament of Champions is you have access while you're walking along, of course, not inside the ropes, but just along, you've got a way to watch and see how they handle the plantation course requires a lot of strategy because it's so wide, it's so open, it can be really deceptive. And the winds, depending on the blow, it makes it a real powerful. I mean, that drive, I love coming down I-18 and just looking down and how is that 500 and something yards or is it?
Yeah. It's a long one. We have some, you know, Justin, obviously, then we've got Jordan Spieth qualified, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, Billy Horschel back. That's going to be fun to have him.
Yes.
We've just got a really fantastic field. So it's going to be a good rivalry going on with these young fellas. And just a reminder to everybody, January 3rd through the 7th, and our tickets are on sale at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
And that's January 4th through the 7th?
3rd is the Pro-Am.
Oh,
and
right.
Then the 4th through the 7th would be the professional competition.
Excellent. So, now we need we need volunteers though, right? Because without volunteers this whole show doesn't go on.
Exactly. And we have, you know, a great team, and I'll tell you a good volunteer story in a second, but we're looking for on course shuttle drivers and marshals. And so we urge everybody, as you mentioned, you know, this event has a great charitable impact on our community, also a significant economic impact, and is one of the premier marketing vehicles really for the state with, you know, the 60 plus hours of television exposure. So, you know, we urge people to really come out and help us because it takes a huge team to put something like this on. And it's a lot of fun for our volunteers. So we have, you can register again at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and then just click on volunteer and we'll get you all set up. We do ask for a you know, 3 day or 3 shift minimum of working. But you know, we give you a free shirt, free hat, lunch. And if you work 5 or more shifts, you get a, certificate, for a round of golf at Kapalua. So, we hope, you know, that you'll sign up. But can I tell you one quick story, Danielle?
Of course, I'd love it.
The Century VP of Brandy came out for their first site visit, and we find out that her mom has been a volunteer, a marshal, for 10 years for us.
Wow.
So, yeah, her parents own a condo in Kihei, and I was like, wow. Ball world.
That is fantastic. Let me just ask you, you said you need, because I see that, you know, we need on-course marshals, shot link laser operators, shot link walking score, admissions and information, on-road transportation, on-course transportation. Do you
Well, our biggest need is the shuttle drivers and marshals. Biggest need, yes. So,
okay.
You know, a shuttle driver, we have them, you know, driving throughout the resort. They'll bring guests, pros, family up from the Ritz-Carlton to the course. You know, they'll so, you know, that's where our biggest need is at this time. We still have need for some marshals, which is kind of crowd control on the course. You know, so, yeah, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and click on to volunteer.
Okay, I've got a question for you that I'm sure a lot of people would think, you know, well, my car isn't nice enough to put people in. Do you provide the transportation?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. We'll have all the vans there. You know, obviously you have to have a good driving record and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's the people that do it enjoy it, you know. So you get to meet a lot of interesting people and, you know, again, help out a great cause. Because of all the wonderful benefits that this tournament does for our community.
Yes.
So, you know, join us. It'll be a lot of fun January 3rd through the 7th up at the Plantation Course.
Fantastic. Okay, you mentioned the Pro-Am. I just really want to ask you about, are there Pro-Am spots still available? I think they were selling quickly.
Well, we are sold out, but again, we're hoping we get some new winners. So we're sold out based on 32 pros. If we get a couple of more, a few more winners, we'll be, you know, we are taking a wait list, and we will, are keeping our fingers crossed that we get a few more pros so that we can add on a few pro-am spots.
Because the boys are being greedy. They're winning them all themselves.
Yeah, they sure are. I mean, Justin, 5 this year, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, and now we've got Dustin and Brooke Kepka in the lead at the CJ Cup. So,
yes, it's truly something. Yeah, Nancy Cross is executive director of the Century Tournament of Champions, and the Pro-Am is on the 3rd of January, and the tournament begins on January 4th. It goes to the 7th, and we need some marshals. We need some drivers, so do go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. It's really simple. Right there it says volunteer.
Awesome. Right.
Thank you so much.
And
Nancy,
you bet.
We'll talk again.
One more.
Yes.
Okay, one more thing real quick.
Sure.
You know, school's out that week. I just want to remind all the parents and youth 18 and under are allowed in free with a ticketed adult. So bring the kids out. My kids used to spend the whole week just running around trying to get autographs. It's a lot of fun. So, come on out.
Yeah, it's great exercise, too. And
you bet.
I started off with the Golf for Maui Charities, the 501c3 organization that if you are one, you can earn 100% of the net proceeds for selling tickets to the Century Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, it's a great program. It's,
yes.
It's not our host organization, you know, so... But it is a great program for nonprofits. Like, as you said, there's no risk. If you don't sell the tickets, you return them to us. If you sell them, you will end up getting 100% of the net proceeds. So it's no risk. So if you are interested, any nonprofit out there, please give us a call at 808-665-9160. We'll get you signed up. Again, no risk to you at all. Whatever you sell, that's great. If you don't sell it, return the tickets to us.
It's fantastic. It's beautiful what Century Tournament of Champions does for our community and all of the charities who are out and they need the cash to fulfill their missions to help people. Thank you. Nancy Cross, I can't wait to see you. We'll be on Maui just like 66 days away.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Don't scare me.
Okay, volunteers.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Nancy Cross. And again, that's Century Tournament of Champions. Go there and sign up and have some fun on Maui. We're going to come back. We're sticking with Maui. It's kind of Brenda Rego at Wailea Blue started us off, and we're continuing with Nancy Cross. Of course, Bob Bupka just loves Maui. He'd live there forever, sitting over the bay, looking at everything that goes on in the world, and going out for a little bit with Janice Self for a meal, and then Janice will be on the driving range with Ben Hongo taking a lesson. We're going to go to the Kahili course, the Maui School of Golf at Kahili, where Claude Brousseau is, the PGA Master Professional. His book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the golf club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Alrighty, now, I mentioned earlier that Golf Digest has a list of the best teachers in your state. And these are as voted by their peers. So these are the best teachers in Hawaii. Golf Digest, Kevin Shimomura, Ko'olina Golf Academy, Eddie Lee, Wailea Golf Academy, Ben Hongo, Kapalua Golf Academy, Kevin Robofsky, KMR School of Golf, Kaneohe, Claude Brousseau, Maui School of Golf, Wailuku, and Kyle Kunioka, Honolulu Country Club. Congratulations to all of you. I know I think somebody goes on and decides who's the number one, but everybody's number one because these are all fabulous instructors. And the one thing that I've learned in the 19 years that I've been doing this show, almost 20, is that everybody teaches in a different way, but more importantly, everybody learns differently. Some people need to hear things. Some people need to feel it. Some people need it to be shown to them. It's just the way we are. In school, we had different ways of learning. We were just stronger at one aspect of our intuition, our feelings, our senses, all of those things, what's pronounced in you. And then you meet up with a teacher who just somehow sparks it all. And you go, oh, I get that. You taught it to me. And then you have this magical connection and you learn. And maybe at some point, and this happens a lot of times when players change coaches, you feel like, well, you know, I think I've learned everything already. I think I've got it from you. I need something new because we're just doing the same old thing. It was fabulous when it was the new thing, but, you know, there's other parts of me that. And so then you find somebody else, and that's okay. It's not a bad thing. There are many masters, and we just have one of them who happens to be a PGA master professional, Claude Brousseau. His new book, it's his book, Claude Brousseau's Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. And I opened the book, and I said to myself, oh, there's a dedication. This book is dedicated to Anne-Marie DeGray. You are the love of my life. You are the wind beneath my wings. You always encourage me, and you believe in me every day. You let me be who I am without restriction. We are definitely the best team in the world. Thank you so much for being just you, just being you. I'm sorry I messed up the line, the last line. Claude, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you so much.
That's such a beautiful dedication. And I was walking, I'm going through the book, and I'm thinking, this is marvelous. I mean, there's such great pictures, the photographs. I thought, who took these pictures? These are phenomenal. And then there's just enough, you know, I like this. Every putt is a straight putt. Every putt is a straight putt. 50% of your putts will be within 3 feet. If every putt is a straight putt, every 50% of my putts will be within three feet. Is that what you're telling me?
That's a good way to look at it. I like the introduction you made also about how different coaches, different teachers will help people, different people. So this is the same thing with a book. When people read the book, they will have, you know, take their own message out of it. The idea behind the book, like you said, every putt, let's say it's a straight putt. For some people, when you tell them, okay, the real challenge in putting, could you roll that ball on a straight line for 6 inches? I think when you put golf in that perspective, it's simple. It's not so difficult. So every putt is a straight putt because the challenge is just make the ball roll on a distance of 6 inches. Taught it online. It was interesting. They were, I forgot which pro had some issue putting during the President Cup, and they were, Jim Furyk was there, and then he says, okay, here's what I will ask you. Do you start your putt online? Yes? Okay. You have done your job. You don't control the rest. So the idea behind the book is making it that people can find a way that talks to them.
And the book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. So what inspired you to do this? I mean, I, you know, I didn't realize this is like your third career, because Claude Brousseau, a registered nurse, and then you went into real estate and were extremely successful in real estate. And then you just took up golf as a hobby, and now you are a master PGA and one of the top teachers in the state of Hawaii, maybe. You know, and you're a lead coach for Golf Channel, and you're Aimpoint certified, and you're a Vision 54 coach. This is your third career. Just anybody who's never taken up golf, it's never too late. Okay, that's all I got to say. And if you're not knowing what you're doing with your life, follow Claude's example. You know, you're amazing, Claude. So what inspired you to become an author?
But the idea is my passion to help people. You see, I think I was a great ICU nurse. I did okay in real estate. And now, you know, my passion is I'm a people person. The inspiration was, okay, I started to write articles with Golf Magazine France when I created the first short game in France. I started to write articles in 2011. And then after a few years of doing that, I said, wow, it will be a good idea to put that in a book. And that's, and then it was a light challenge because golf is challenge also. So I gave myself a challenge and said, okay, English is not your first language, but I like to push the limit, if I can say that, or, you know, always improving as a human being. And said, okay, let's give yourself a challenge, write a book. that was the inspiration for it.
We were talking about challenges this morning with Brenda Rago, you know, girls being able to compete against boys, because how can you know how good you are if you're told that you can't compete against everybody? I want to compete against everybody. That's, you know, what's wrong with that? So now you put yourself in a challenge. So now we're going to go to just some things that caught my eye. Follow these four essential exercises to master your putting and lower your scores. And then you came up with this. Check your BPGA. What's that?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that was something that I learned when I became a PGA classy and certified and then master. It's an acronym because people often have a lot of things in their heads, and then they get confused. So I like to make it simple. So BPG stands for B for ball, P for posture, G for grip, A for aiming. So those are four essential, what I call the pre-swing prep. You will never be too good at preparing well. It's like you when you prepare for your show. It's like the listener on radio when they prepare if they do a presentation at work. Like kids, they prepare for an exam. You will never be too good at preparing before you do a golf shot. So I call that the pre-swing element. B for ball, P for posture, G for grip, A for aiming.
In your book, you have these wonderful pictures that shows you, you know, okay, ball position, benchmarks to position your ball, posture, you know, a weight distribution, grip, various grip styles. No one's asking you to change your grip. This book doesn't do that. It acknowledges that we're all different. We all have a different game. But there's just some basics that we all have to do. And alignment, the putter face must be aimed toward the intended starting line. You know, hello, this is really simple. You've got to be online to hit that ball. But there are a lot of people who, you know, and when I'm with kids, it's got to line up. Okay, now, where are your toes pointing? You know, you can't really make it go where you want it to go if you're not lined up, but you can't be lined up. So all of these things are in this, and it's very, very nicely done, and it feels good. You know, books, it's really important that a book feels good in the hands, and this book feels really good in the hands. Excellent stock. Nicely done, Claude Brousseau.
Thank you so much. Then for the picture, I was, you know, people, many, like you said again, there's many style, many ways of learning in, but the visual picture, I have, I think, in that book, just the correct blend of picture and text. So the text is simple, to the point, and the picture, in fact, I have to give credit to the photographs that I worked with when I was in France. These guys are fantastic unbelievable. You do a shot, bang, they got you see the ball off the club face. I wonder how they do that. But that's why they are professional.
Yes, you're the pro-ficient.
Correct.
Exactly. You're a pro and becoming pro-ficient. In this picture that I'm looking at, every putt is a straight putt. It's at kind of at the beginning of the book. Is this your schoolhouse, where the clubhouse of your school in France?
In fact, that picture there, and then the color picture are really nice. That this is the clubhouse, in fact.
Wow.
It's so interesting. That's why golf is so, it gets you to your gut, your soul. You see, like that clubhouse there, the picture, here's the interesting story about it. This clubhouse is a 17th century, two different building that they deconstruct. It was about, let's call that, 45 miles from the site where the golf academy and the golf course is. So they deconstruct the building, the two buildings, brought everything on site and reconstructed there.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It is. And it looks like thatched. It's a thatched roof.
It is because the school is in Normandy, 1 hour northwest of Paris, where the Ryder Cup will be. And it's a thatched roof because it's very typical Normandy building and roof.
Beautiful. It's gorgeous. And you don't have to go to Normandy in France to see Claude Brousseau. He's at the Maui School of Golf at the Kahili course. That's his school, Maui School of Golf, Kahili course. Let's continue with the secret. Here we go. Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. So I'm opening the and by the way, the book smells really good, too. That's another part of opening a new, you know, so I'm looking exercise, golf and a boxing glove. What in the world?
Yes.
How does a boxing glove become good for your golf game?
Yeah. So the boxing golf picture are at page 72. And the idea, Danielle, is helping people. Not everybody uses a boxing glove every day, but using something that you do in life or an exercise and transfer it to golf. So the boxing glove is a pretty large surface, that we can make an analogy with the club face. So the idea with the boxing glove is helping people see how natural the swing is, because every time I tested thousands of people with that, Danielle, and what is amazing is people learn by themselves almost when you put them in an environment, on a situation where they realize what's going on. So with that boxing glove, nobody comes over the top. Nobody flips at the moment of impact. Nobody orients the boxing glove to the right or to the left. Everybody has a great finish. So it's kind of a, I like to put them in a situation where they learn and then they kind of go, wow, what happened here? And then they have some time to go inside of themselves intellectually, but also in their senses and say, wow, oh yeah, I can see how I can do that in a golf swing. So that's the relation between boxing and golfing.
And you could do that with one of those oven mitts. You know, you put the oven, right? It doesn't have to be a boxing glove, but it's like an oven mitt. And the target is actually standing upright, that Claude is demonstrating with. The book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Where can I get this?
Great, Danielle. So it will be on Amazon.com on November 1st. So people can go on Amazon.com, put my name, Claude Russo, or Realize Your Golfing Potential, and then they can buy it there. It
November 1st.
November 1st. That's where the book is available on Amazon.com and also my website. So if people want a signed copy from me, they can go on my website. It's MauiSchoolOfGolf.com, and then I can ship the book from Maui, and then I can dedicate the book to their loved one, their partner, anybody who loves the game like you do, and I do that now.
Yeah, and it's really good if you got somebody who's like interested in learning a little bit more about the game, decide how they want to learn the game, and give them some insight into just, you know, the words, what the words of the game mean. That can be so put-offing for some people. You know, I don't know what those words mean. It's a whole different vocabulary, and I don't know where to learn it. There's no book. This is a nice book. It gives you real simple ideas. You know, just ball, posture, grip, alignment. What are they talking about? It's all right here in this wonderful book with pictures, and they're really good pictures. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about, with Claude Russo, Master PGA, about a small pile of sand and how it can do a lot of good for you. Just a small pile of sand on the grass. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded. Taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
That never gets old. You know that? Did I do that? How many times in your life do you wonder how you did something when you thought you were going to do one thing? I'm going to get that ball out of the sand. I know that I have to go underneath there. But all of a sudden, you start to swing and your mind sort of goes in the ground and everything goes blank. Does that happen to you? I mean, everything goes, and then the sand sort of fuzzes out everything and the ball disappears. And it's still there when you look back down again. What did I do? So that's why we're talking with Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, and you can find him at the Maui School of Golf. Maui School of Golf is at the Kahili course. Really beautiful part. It's right above Kihei, but on the Lahaina side of the two mountains that make the isthmus that goes between Kihei and Kahului Wailuku. So if you drive from the airport, let's say you land at Kahului and you're driving toward Kihei, and do I go to Wailea? Do I go to Lahaina? No, you go kind of up the hill. Right? You go up the hill to get to the beautiful Kahili course.
Exactly.
Good. Okay. So let's go straight to that pile of sand. Now, you say that I don't necessarily have to be standing in that bunker to improve my ability to get the ball out of the bunker, that we can practice this with a small pile of sand and how it can be good for my game.
Exactly, Daniel. You see, I like to be creative to find different ways to convey the message so people first will remember it and then will just focus on the essential. So when you're in the sand, the first thing you need to put in your hand is, I just need, as a golfer, throw some sand onto the green. So people say, okay, yeah, but that's complicated. So what I came up with is, you take a little pile of sand outside of the bunker, and then the first step is you don't even put a ball there. You take kind of, we'll call that almost a normal setup. So if we go over BPGA, the little pile of sand that will represent the ball will be slightly towards the target in relation with your sternum bone or your navel. Then the goal is just swing and make that little pile of sand disappear. That's the first step. And then guess what? People do that with success because they're not obsessed with trying to lift the ball. Second step is you recreate a little pile of sand again, and then you put the ball on it. But I like to explain it this way. In the bunker, the ball is just a bigger grain of sand. So you forget the ball totally. And your task at hand is throwing that sand again on the green. So people are very good at doing that outside. So they said, oh, yeah, but Claude, that's not the same thing in the bunker. I said, listen, the pile of sand is just bigger down there.
I like it. It's just a bigger pile.
It's just a huge pile of sand.
But go ahead, sorry.
No. So, and then they go in the sand, and then the steps is, okay, first, just I put like a little pile of sand without the ball, ask them to throw that, and then they do it just successfully. Then the third step is I randomly put a bigger grain of sand, and I tell them it could be white, it could be pink, it could be yellow, it's just a bigger grain of sand. So the first swing is on the pile without the bigger grain of sand. The second pile, there is a pink grain of sand, and then people go, and I say, okay, this is the bunker shot.
That's wonderful. Now, the first thing that comes to my mind if I want to practice this is it okay to put sand on grass at a golf course?
I mean, I will say yes, because, I mean, after that, you can always, put the sand, but what happens is that when you're in the bunker, guess what? You throw sand on the green. You throw sand on...
This is true.
And then,
yes.
So it's the same thing.
Yes, this is fabulous. And what if you're just joining us, what Claude meant by BPGA, it's ball, posture, grip, alignment. Ball, posture, grip, alignment. That's at the very beginning of his book. It may seem really simple, but then he's got these really great pictures. that show you, you know, and there are various grip styles used by the best golfers in the world. But here is one characteristic that every good putter shares. The grip is diagonal in the palm of at least one hand, and the shaft is in line with the forearm. You see how simple these words are? That's how Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, put it all together. He's owner of Maui School of Golf. He's going to be on Golf Channel on November 8th and 9th. Did I get the dates right?
You do. You always get everything like that.
So what are you going to do on Golf Channel?
Okay, so it's part of the, you know, the only Golf Channel Academy in the state of Hawaii. So I'll be live TV on Morning Drive. And then the topic, Golf Channel Academy has a monthly topic. And then for the month of November is play under pressure. So I will have some good advice for people how to play under pressure.
Wow. So that's, you're going to be on School of Golf and you're going to be on Morning Drive.
I will be on Morning Drive on the 8th and on the 9th. So for the people in Hawaii, it's kind of middle of the night. So they need to get their recorder in place, but for you viewers around the world, that it's on the Eastern time, 7 o'clock Morning Drive, November 8 and 9.
Yes, and I DVR it every day, and I have breakfast around 3:15 watching Morning Drive from my DVR. So I'll definitely see you. That's interesting. Can you give us like a little tease about what playing under pressure tip you're going to give on Morning Drive? Or is that something you're going to have to keep until the show's over?
You know, for you and your viewer, I will give you a little tease on this
okay.
one.
Tease.
So play under pressure. First is you need to embrace pressure. You need to love it. Then if there is pressure, it's because there is a big opportunity. You need to seize it and do the best you can with it. How, you know, the key on that day is you have to prepare. It's too late the day of you're under pressure trying to figure out what you will do. So the better you are prepared, the better you will perform.
Hey, there we go again. It's prepare, prepare, prepare. You've done it. You can never be too prepared for something. And then once you start, you just got to go with it and enjoy the pressure and use it, I think. But I don't know. Claude Brousseau does. He's going to be on Golf Channel, Morning Drive. He's going to tell us about it, and I'm going to watch it, and then we'll have Claude back. Because there's so many unlocking the secrets of a proficient short game segments to this book that we're going to have to really go through, Claude. Realize Your Golfing Potential. The book is available on November 1st. And thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Aloha.
Aloha. Claude Brousseau is PGA Master Professional, Director of Instruction, Coaching, Development. He's the owner. Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course. He is a Golf Channel lead coach, and he is a Vision 54 coach, and he's Aimpoint certified. So if any of those things are you fancy, you should really get in touch with Claude Brousseau. Want to thank the people who make the golf club possible. Well, first off, it's Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project, whatever it is you want done. When it comes to natural stones or specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls. You see, there's so much. Oh, you want a warehouse with a polished concrete floor? No problem. You'd like that to be in like a bluish tone? Yes, why not? So then it looks like you're walking on a bowling ball, but it's fabulous. It's so beautiful, you'd never know it's concrete. That's right. And Creative Plumbing. Oh, they can do everything for you. I mean, trenching, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, a repair. You got to make sure the water stays in there. It's Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. These are great people serving Hawaii for over 40 years. Creative Plumbing. Rainer doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, for your home. Yes, Rainer doors increase the value of your home. I was reading this article, and it said if you want to increase the value of your home, painting and then came installing a Rainer overhead door. Okay, that's a major investment. Call them, 647-2058. And that's Rainer Doors. I want to thank you for your mana and for being with us this morning. May you hit the sweet spot every time. That always feels so good. And may all of you in the Maui Amateur hit the sweet spot and the Southside Men's Club at Poipu Bay. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2000.